This is program number LW2641. Well, they say Abraham Lincoln's grave has been opened twice now, the first time in 1887, 22 years after he had been assassinated. The second time was 36 years after he had been killed. Why? Rumor. Word got out that someone had stolen his body, and it seemed that everyone was so sure that they finally had to check it out to see if it were true. And what they found was, it was just a rumor. And it happened twice. Of course, that's only one reason for the 17 times Lincoln's body has been moved, but that one reason, rumor, caused it to be moved twice. Of course, his body will be moved no more. His coffin is now embedded in a great ball of steel in solid concrete, 6 feet beneath the floor of the tomb, placed there on September 26, 1901. Hi, this is Larry West. That's what rumor does, you know. Its fires are fanned by busybodies who cater to the sick appetite in little people. They like to drop subtle bombs that explode in other people's imaginations. They light the fuse of suggestion, and then they sit back in their innocence and watch the fireworks display as other people get excited. And their favorite pronoun is they, and you never know who they are. They say his parents have a lot of money, or they say Joe and Mary are getting a divorce. They say she was unfaithful. Many an Arabella Young has given in to the cruel temptation of exciting rumor. Arabella Young, who's she? Well, if you could read her tombstone, you would know exactly who Arabella Young is. In an old graveyard, in an English country churchyard, there stands a bleak gravestone. Leaning slightly to one side, the etchings on which are beaten almost smooth by the blasts of time, but not so smooth that you can't still read what those who were left behind remembered about Arabella Young. Here's what the gravestone reads. Beneath this stone, a lump of clay, lies Arabella Young, who on the 24th of May began to hold her tongue. I guess she never understood that carrying tales and gossip about others is the surest way to become unpopular. You know, one of the most difficult lessons to learn is to mind one's own business. A man once said, to listen to gossip both creates and encourages gossip. No listeners, no gossip. It's as simple as that. You know, it's amazing. No one likes a gossip. Not really. Oh, the stories are good and exciting for a while, but they get old. And it kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it, that the person who gossips to you will gossip about you. There was once an ancient king who told his cook one day that he was going to prepare a great banquet. So he told his cook to prepare the finest dinner possible for his guests. Well, when the time for the banquet finally arrived, they found the cook had prepared tongue. When the king asked the cook why he had chosen tongue for this finest dinner, the cook said, "With the tongue, sire, men can worship God, they can say sweet things, they can tell the truth." Well, the next day, the king told the cook of a novel idea he had just thought of. He decided to invite the same guests back for another meal, a banquet where the worst would be served. So he told his cook to prepare the worst meal that evening. And believe it or not, the cook again served tongue. Why? Well, he said, because the tongue is used to curse God, to lie, to cheat, and to defraud men. Smart cook. You know, I like what a man named Henry Van Dyke once said. He said, never believe anything bad about anybody unless you positively know it to be true. Never tell even that unless you feel that it is absolutely necessary and that God is listening while you tell it. What he said agrees with the Bible. The Bible says that we ought to allow ourselves to think about only those things that are true. But it also says that's not the whole condition. It goes on to say whatever is honorable we ought to think about. In other words, it may be true, but it may not be honorable. If it's not honorable, don't think about it. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.